Yo guys, what's good? My name is Timini Egbusin, aka Watch Timini.
What up, yo? They call me DJ Spinner.
It's a boy, if you know the playmaker.
This is World. Oh, I forgot my name. You're listening to Dada Boy Show. Crazy guy, don't touch it.
Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the Dada Boy Show, ladies and gentlemen. Bada boom, bada bang. I got Senior Shaye in the house.
Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know him as Senior Shaye, but I know him as Senior Shaye. You might know him as the Cap.
Yes, boss.
It is DJ Spinner in the building.
Yes, boss.
Illegally. You had a wild 2020. Get locked up in another country. Yeah. You stayed there for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Almost changed your whole piece. How you been, brother?
It's been a year, man. It's been a very wild year, but extremely grateful. And also very insightful as well.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much that I didn't, you know, think that I would, you know, learning in passing and, you know, intentional learning and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of learning, Sha.
I did tell you.
Because while I was in America, it was Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant until I witnessed it.
There you go. Know?
It's like, because I live in Nigeria all my life and we're all Blacks.
So you understand that? Like,
yeah. So, you know, you might think, you know, the struggle of Blacks in America. But if you don't live there, I'm not sure you'll get a clear picture.
And if you,
it's horrific, you know. The chances of you dying just for being Black was like 99.9%.
It's crazy.
It's madness. It's madness. Crazy. You know, so I was there. I was there while, you know, George Floyd died. A few other reckless shooting.
Yeah, you're actually in there.
Yep.
In there.
You know. And it was quite very insightful, and I learned so much about, you know, culture, although it's a madness, brother.
I did tell you. And in 2020, we also got introduced. Well, he has introduced that part of himself, but fully the producer side.
Yes, sir.
The producer side. You know what? Let's talk about music before we go and do anything, before we forget why we are here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is how we start. We start with... It started with my story, then 10 came.
Yes.
Then we had a couple of dreams, big dreams.
Yes.
And I remember that at the end of all our captions, always Yanu Ashele. Now we're just walking in grace.
He must. Do you understand?
Yeah, I just literally listed Spinner's albums.
Yes, for those that are not following.
You understand? 5 albums, my dog.
Thank you, my G.
This is album number 5.
Yes, sir.
Grace. Where are we now, musically? Where are we now? Where is Spinner now? Like,
I would say that I'm at a point where I'm asking myself, am I doing too much? Am I, do you, like, chill? Do you understand?
This is small.
Am I doing too much? Am I pushing my luck too much? If you look at a couple of singles that I released also this year, you can tell that they were way different from what we used to release in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very musical. I was always asking, you know, even before, for instance, the record with Dice.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
The record with Omalay. Very unusual, typical DJ Spinner record. Then to now, Overdo Things. Mm-hmm. We now did the record with Cranium.
Every time you somebody.
Which, you know, they're all beautiful songs, but, you know, I think that's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my career, to switch sounds. And also, I'm very grateful that the core audience still fucked with it,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
because that has always been my fear, that whole...
Shade with
Yeram. Hey, don't do too much.
Oh, you know?
But I've always loved R&B, for those that are very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved R&B based music, you know, chords, strings, things that has a lot of emotions running through them.
Don't say that. That don't mean that he's emotional. That don't mean Spinner is emotional.
That just means it's the records I'm trying to make are quite very musical now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want, you know, of course, not like the ones that we've made in the past were not musical, but I just want to get more into the deeper end of, you know, emotions and passions and, you know, true love for the heart. Mm-hmm. So it's not been easy, no doubt. It's mm-hmm. been tough because it's one thing to have an idea of how you want the record to go. There's another thing that the artist has a different idea of where want the record to go.
Yeah, and it's crazy because now you have to explain to them and they have to now digest and give it to you in their own way. I get you.
I think that's the beauty sometimes, because sometimes you're thinking A and the artist is thinking B. A. Do you get?
Me, I talk B. I'm like A. But what's that?
In some cases,
the
artists sometimes get it wrong. Mm-hmm. Some cases, they get it right and they get it even way better than. I mean, they just understand, especially for the ones that are quite
confirmed,
you know. Mm. And I think I just want to do music that I can go back home and be like, yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Regardless of whether it gets so much views on YouTube or whatnot, you know, music, like...
just make you feel good.
Like,
yeah.
I f*** it up, man. So I just want to make records that, you know, I don't feel like I'm selling out. I'm making records that I don't feel like I'm trying to please, you know, night party goers or trying to make records for club. Mm-hmm. I just want to make a record.
But you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like it's like your duty to make music? Not necessarily also play music, but make music for the guys that go to the parties.
Now, where are the parties? First and foremost.
You have a point.
There are no parties. Yeah, but regardless, still, the records that we're still putting out are still for the parties.
There you go.
It just depends on the kind of parties but they're really genuinely. For instance, tonight, it's a vibe, it's a party starter.
Yeah.
Every time, it's a me tempo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you understand?
Shout out to my ladies that rock to every time.
Yo, a secret. Yeah,
every time you want me, I love it. Yes. All right, so what would you say is going to be the big difference from Grace and the rest of the album that you've put out?
It's the music, man.
It's a big change. It's 100% spin around.
It's the music. I would say that the music in the past, they worked for that time, and some of them were probably ahead of the time.
Okay.
Also, I remember the record with Lifetime with World. Do you understand? World. Like I was having a conversation with him, and he just pointed to me that, are you aware that if we, you know, somehow just add sax to this thing and just release it now, people would think it just
did it
dropped,
again.
You know. But that's a record that's like almost 4 years old. So what I'm trying to say now is I'm looking at the records that we've made in the past, and some of them that were fit for the time, and some of them a bit, you know, maybe it would have been better I'd release them 2 years after.
Okay.
I'm looking at the ones we've just made now, and I'm like, okay, these are all futuristic stuff. And it excites me because I also pushed myself a lot, it's like when you know the techniques of how to create an E record, but you just for some reason decide to, you know, give more to the records than just E. For instance, we've reproduced some of the records that I produced myself. In fact, when Fear Begin Catch Me, I can't begin call, yo, TMXO, please listen to this thing. TMX be like, Spino, Oba. No. But me touch it up. No. Oba, leave it like that.
Shout out to TMXO, by the way.
That's the kind of, that's when you get to that level where you're creating the sounds yourself, you know, especially for someone like me who in the past, what I used to do was tell people, hey, this is what I want the sounds to look like.
But and now you're creating it. So it's a different kind of...
The lockdown, we were home and I just like, you know what, let's go back to creating. You know? And I just think that the ones we've made now, if I look back maybe 5 years, 10 years, I would be really proud. I mean, artists always be like, oh, my shit is the best now.
Yeah.
Some of the records I made in the past, when I listen to them today, I'm like, you know, I could have
done something better.
But I'm listening now and I'm like, you know, I think we did the best that we could do.
Hey, don't, come on, man. Come
hopefully
on,
in the future, we will still be able to, you know, look back and say, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, now, I know in the beginning, we were having that conversation of DJs making music.
Yeah.
And you always push the idea out there like, yo, Alpha, kill a few. Yeah. Yeah. And I know for a fact so many people, ah, I know, oh, need it now. Yeah. Who is doing it? No, share back up. No, share kiniko. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people are doing it. Like,
yeah.
Now, 5 albums in.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to some of those people that told you like, yo, DJ Spino, I don't think you should make music. I just think you should keep spinning them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're like, right.
Well, I should rap.
I know. It's true. I remember myself, yourself, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, we had that conversation around the time we're working on Dreams album.
Yes,
know,
sir.
I had a lot of people, you know, be like, you know, Gelon Shiba boy, you can't feel my shit music or to feel my DJ, you know. They are just short-sighted people.
There you go.
A lot of people also don't like growth. People are not comfortable with you growing to be better than what they originally know you for. Mm. People are so comfortable with the state of bad luck that when you start pushing things that you want to go to the next level, you want to be better at your career, your mm-hmm. talent, people start, you know, creating this unnecessary friction towards your energy. Mm-hmm. So also some things that you see,
they don't see.
Yeah. A lot of people don't see it. Okay. You know, and it is left to you to stay conscious on the things that you see for yourself, where you see yourself, you know, doing. I always say that it's not just about music. Everything I do in life, I want to be better.
There you go.
I want to be better with how I dress, how I talk.
Hey, stop it now with how you dress. Have you seen how you dress?
No, I want to be better.
Like, bro, if you get better, this is angel life now. Like, literally. Like, just, watch out, Danger Gabriel.
No, like, just step things up, you know.
Bro, step to where? Have you seen your wardrobe? Don't even start with me now.
But, I mean... Yeah. Like, what I mean is, you know, there's always a next level to everything.
Yeah, I feel
always, like, look, for instance, look at you. Look at where we are right now. It's beautiful. I love the vibe. I feel like I can personally have, like, genuine conversations without worrying about, you know, this is too much for radio or too much for TV, you know. So you must have seen this from time. This is where you're headed. But you're telling people... It's just like, just do it anyways.
Yes,
like,
sir.
There's no need to explain your dreams to people. You know?
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something crazy. Yeah. Let me just even actually show you.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Or was it 5 years ago? Yeah. We're in the same place. Let me, can you remember this?
Oh my God.
I was hosting you a plane. We were at Fino Fest in Enugu. 80 to 120,000 people.
That was a mad event. That just
80 to 120,000.
And there
people.
Was no artist. We held them down for. Man, he's held the audience down for like 1 hour.
Yeah,
back to back.
That's like, I can't lie to you, man. No. That's a crazy night.
That's a mad night.
That's a crazy night.
That's a mad night.
Nights like this count. Like those ones, they really count. It's and true. I know for DJs, it's very, very special for you.
Yeah, it is.
And now that you make your music, you can also play your music at nights like
it's
this.
It's different.
It's a different kind of level.
It's a different.
Like,
it's different.
Explain that feeling in the beginning when you go to a place. Okay, you're mm-hmm. a DJ.
Yeah.
Normally, you play people's records.
Yes.
But now you go to a big event and it's mm-hmm. your record from like Black Bear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a different kind of feeling.
Yeah, it is, no doubt. I will say that at the time when we started,
mm-hmm.
and when I started DJing, I've had the ideas of making music from time. Like, I wanted to make music as a songwriter or as a producer, or I just want to do something with the music, aside mm-hmm. from, you know, playing people's music and, you know, being an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
But when we started making music, when we did Black Bear with Burna Boy.
Black Bear. That's 2015.
When we did Black Bear in 2014. November 2014.
That's what I was saying. It was recorded in 2014.
Yes.
Yes.
What he did then was he wanted to show me love back for being the first person to play his music in Lagos.
Records, yeah.
So he said, Spino,
you tell me. Did you guys travel together?
Yes, we did.
Boy, come on, man. Everyone people know Burna Boy and Spino went on the road together.
Yes,
we're without Oyibo DJ.
Yeah. What's his name?
I could remember. Do you remember his name?
Wavos.
No, was it Wavos?
Yeah.
No, was it Wavos with the beards? No, was, not Wavos. Wavos
was,
is.
I think it was Wavos.
Was it Wavos?
Mm-hmm. I think it was. Man. It was Wavos. Then with Matty Ohio.
Yeah.
And Jimmy.
Yeah.
And yourself.
Yeah. These guys.
It was time. So we made the record from, you know, just friendship. Mm-hmm. And the success of the record, even myself, I shock.
Yeah.
You know. I will be in traffic and down for, you know, that's my song. You know, so that kind of like inspired me a lot. You know, the first record inspired me into okay, let's take it this thing. small.
Yeah.
Okay. They like this kind of record. Okay. Let's give them, you know,
easy
jollof rice.
You understand?
And let's give them amala. You know, let's give them, you know, beans and plants, you know. So we just started making it, you know, better and getting better at it. So going to shows and playing my song and seeing the reaction. Oh, sometimes it gets too emotional that I don't even play my songs when I'm working. Tolu had to constantly come and remind me like, oh, Benny, play your song now.
He would say, because I'm in a blessing. It does that. He beat my song too much.
Do you understand? I always, people check, just randomly come to a place I'm DJing. People beg like, oh, Benny, play us Babana. Give us no, like, give us this, Oyuma, give us, you know. So, and sometimes it just glorifies the idea that it is important to follow your dreams.
I did tell you.
Like, just seeing, because you can't calculate those expressions that you see in views or numbers or subscribers when you play your song and people are vibing to it and they are happy and they're telling you, I should, you know, you're just looking them in the eye. You can't put a number on that. You can't put a mic on that. It's priceless. Yeah. It's beautiful, especially for someone like me who's come from zero.
Yeah.
Zero. I've literally, everybody in the game knows my story. There was no shortcut. You know, it was pure God's grace and hard work and sleepless nights.
Totally.
You know, so for someone like me to get results, because lately I don't think people that work out get results anymore. I don't even know what's going on, you know. So when I look at my story, I'm grateful. It makes me humble. And also I'm hoping that somebody out there that has nothing could look at me and be like, yeah, there's still a line of hope somewhere there.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
This
totally.
Guy, if you do one, myself, if you try.
Bruh, totally, man. Yeah. I don't know for a fact. First and foremost, shout out to Meron.
Oh, God.
For holding it down.
Lagos State Model College.
Lagos State Model College.
Gang
in the building. You understand? Like, and it's crazy because you said in the beginning, you always wanted to make music as well. You understand? Yeah. And I don't know if you didn't really know how to figure it out. You know that you couldn't sing, right? Or you didn't want to sing.
To be honest, I just didn't want to.
You didn't want to sing. But you're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make music. But how are we going to make music? So it was like, it was the DJing the next road
so
to get to the destination?
That's a beautiful question, by the way. So when I was in Maryland, you know, when I was in Model College, I was fortunate to be social prefect for my set. And like I said, I always want to do something differently.
Yeah.
I always just think.
Wahala for uno be prefect to. Wahala.
I always want to do something in a way that has never been done, you know. And I hired a DJ for one of the social nights. That year, it was like almost we paid like maybe like 20,000. Was more than the school fees. You know, but you know, the energy and the vibe that we got from his set,
it was crazy.
Even today I asked myself, do you DJ like that guy? That guy that gets your skill, like, is this how you're killing it? Okay, let me go at that. You know, I used that guy. I don't even know his name. That's how painful and sad it is. You know, he came to school, set up his decks, and he went in, you know.
Tong song.
Gave us left, right, boost, bass, everywhere, you know. When it was done, I was just like,
energy.
Wow. So this is because at that time also, we were not opportune to see DJs perform live. Or we only hear of DJs on radio.
Radio,
you know,
radio.
Humility, Snoop the Damager, DJ Ortega, and the rest of them. You didn't get to see them. We didn't know where they were pressing, but the guy brought turntables and it was changing vinyl records and it was going left, right. I'm like, what? Okay, this is different. Okay, I'm gonna learn this shit. Microsoft Word training after secondary school. I'm gonna learn this shit. So after school, I reached out to a guy called DJ Slim.
Slim.
He lived in Meron.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
While I lived in Alagba, Ijaye.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I lived in Akute, by the way.
Yes,
so, yeah.
I lived in Ijaye. So Ijaye, Meron,
like,
Akute.
It's like a bone, like a spinal cord.
You know, so I was always going to the guy's house. So every time the first time I went to the guy's house, he was shocked.
Yeah.
Because you know me from time. Fubu, head to toe. So.
By us.
You understand? So he saw me outside like, I was this dude. This guy, cacti. Is there a party going on somewhere? I'm like, yo, this DJ shit.
Alpha.
You know, so we started. It was tough. The beginning is always the hardest, trust me. But I'm glad I did that. So it was more of, you know, me from time, I love music. I'm always listening to different tapes, you know, rappers, singers, everything. So I've accumulated so much that I didn't even know that I've accumulated. So that was very instrumental. My music and my hair was very instrumental into the kind of records I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just they do music because, you know, we want to see a DJ doing music. If you even listen to the songs that I put out, you can tell that, okay, there's content in here, and this is not just for somebody who is excited to make music, it's somebody who genuinely love music. So I'm proud of the growth. I'm extremely proud. Still learning. Still so much to learn. Still learning and looking forward to, you know, doing even bigger stuff.
I like that. Which of your jams would you say is your biggest song thus far? This is me piling up.
A bigger question. Yeah. Biggest is
your biggest record thus far.
Ah, the Jammer. No.
You think that was your biggest record?
Yeah, it's the most. It has the biggest numbers.
Are you serious?
I'll try. On Lili one, but
I thought it would be like Oyima.
Nah. So what happened is.
But Oyima's like a Pan African hit, though.
Bro, wait, let me be honest with you. Music is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You see this song where you go, yeah, they play them everywhere. Everybody like the song. It has no numbers. Like, every time I go on YouTube and I look at Oyima's views, I'm like, who is sucking views out of
this video? Sucker. Are you serious?
It's crazy, you know. It's the...
Nah, I'm checking it right now. Yeah,
Even the song with Two-Face and One Deco. Money. Check the numbers.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So I don't know, but anyways, to answer your question.
What's the Tivagbe's 22 million views?
Yes, sir. To answer your question.
22 million views.
Yep.
This Love got 18 million views.
Yep.
18. Spino, when you gonna buy me a car?
Can work that out.
Ah, my dog.
We can work that out. Music is sometimes I wish that we don't have to put numbers behind music.
Yeah, what comes with it? Damn.
Yeah, but sometimes I wish we don't have to put numbers behind music because I feel like the numbers just.
Hey, sorry, I beg. It's not possible that Oyima has 3.3 million views.
Yep.
Bro,
I don't believe it.
Are
too.
You kidding me?
Oh, okay, hold on. Check Baba.
Wait.
We all know how huge Baba was.
No way.
Check Baba.
5.9.
It's crazy. Are you kidding me? I don't understand it. It's crazy, but
No.
That's why every time I go on YouTube and I see how well Noah is doing and how well the number says on Spotify as well. I text Breeze and I'm like, she already she gone, she gone. When are we doing the new one?
And they tell you. And you one of the few people. Wait, let me break my head. You one of the few that have done a record with Lil Weezy and David. Right?
Yep.
If not the only person.
Yep, not the only, but maybe, I'm the only one that probably had the both of them on the same album.
Hmm. You sure?
Yep.
Nobody else?
On the same album? I stand to be corrected.
Okay. I'll do my research.
Yeah. For Yano album. Hmm. We had the video, we had Whiskey. And this album, no comment. No comment, but you know, it will be a dream come true to
people. So No is your biggest record to date?
Yeah.
We stand with that. No is a big tune.
No. Now was the, you know, it's one of those records that, to be honest with you, it was not the record we're supposed to release. You know, we had recorded about 4 different songs. And in fact, we've even commissioned to release a separate song.
So where's the song now?
My Hard Drive.
So it's you and Wiz. Yes. Was Noah recorded the same time with This Love?
No. Noah was recorded at the same time with Suck Up.
Yes.
Yes. Noah was recorded like a month before Suck Up was made.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So damn. I sent him a bunch of sounds from... Killer Tunes, and
yes, I'm coming to that as well. Fuck,
yeah. And you know, he takes his time. Is the kind of artist who you know, he's his own spiritual power.
You know, you can't do that with spiritual. Yeah. People don't know. Wiz sits down when he records.
Yeah,
on his chilling.
You can't. You can't get him
break
to.
No sweat.
You can't get him to, you know, to do anything, you know, unless he wants to do it. I usually don't like bother him. I just drop the sounds. Good night.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
I hope you recorded something.
When he's ready, he calls you.
I hope you record something. You
know, so we had recorded a few other records. Oh, shout out to Saz, shout out to Mote. We've recorded some sick records. And me, in fact, the artwork was ready. Every other thing was ready because I still know that if those records come out,
slam. Slam. So what's going to happen to those records? Are we going to get like a deluxe album sometime?
I don't know. You not?
Okay.
I can't even say.
Would
for
you
sure.
say in the last past 5 years you've had, you are the DJ that you've had one of the biggest records in the last past 5 years? In the last 5 years, sorry.
In the last 5 years.
Yes. As a DJ, you've probably had like the biggest record. I will say this for a fact that I know that the industry still shuns big records that DJs put out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they artist.
Yeah, yeah. They play politics with us.
They shun it a little.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still saying it.
You're smart.
They shun it. They shun it.
Yeah,
they shun it. There are big conversations about biggest records of the year.
Yeah.
But just because it's coming from a DJ.
They try to play
it. They kind of like,
down.
Yeah. So
you're right.
Yeah. You fought the politics with your numbers.
Yes.
God damn. Yes. 22 million.
I think when you think about the politics, it's enough to devastate you not to make music anymore. When you think about the stress and the ad breaks in the music business. Mm. So I try not to, you know, focus my energy on those.
But
because
it must be sickening though.
It must
dropping
be
dropping big records.
Bro, think about it. From Gbagbe to Olowo, to Money, to Oyima, to This Love, to Nowo, to Baba, to like.
And when they're having big record conversation, it's not even there. Like, why? Wait, they say, and a DJ get her. So why? I don't know. Is it because they feel like the DJs has more spins, or you just automatically get other DJs to play your records and
it's a good marketing strategy? No, other DJs don't give a shit.
You think?
No, it's not. That's not how the records become. Heat records.
Hey, wait a minute. I feel like when a DJ drops a record, other DJ just pick it up and play it.
But that is not how records blow up these days.
No, I'm not saying that's how it blows. I'm just saying it should be like that.
It should be like that. I mean, they do that.
Yes.
No doubt. No question. The DJs blow up the records worldwide. No doubt. What I'm saying is, it's the music. It's the music itself.
Okay.
The music. I'm playing music that I don't like. But the people like it.
Straight
I gotta respect them. I gotta respect their wish. The wish is my command. I play it. you know, people come meet me. Oh, Spino, what's up? I don't like requests, by the way. But they come, hey, yo, Spino, I beg, give me and my boys this jam. I look at them, they come with good energy. Come on. You know, it's only right to, you know, show the love. But there's something that tells me, even as a DJ and an artist, mm-hmm. like, okay, a group of people mm-hmm. love this shit. And as time grows, that group starts to expand, mm-hmm. expand. People now are playing music just because somebody just put it on Snapchat.
Straight up.
And they're like, oh, I like the way that sound. And they go listen to it. Yes, so sometimes it's not just the DJs, it's the music itself. If you like, make trash record, give it to the DJs, give them money, do whatever.
They won't look.
Take it to radio, give them money, take it to TV, give them money. Still, you know, it's the music. I genuinely believe in the music. So for the records that we've made, and big thank you to all the artists who's never turned me down, who always opened their doors mm-hmm. when I call, because they see the vision.
Yeah, they have to, bro.
Yeah.
No, it's like, if you're an artist,
they see the vision.
If you're listening, if DJs holler at you, like, yo, what's up? I'm trying to make a record.
I know.
You need to be right there, front and center.
I know, but not everybody sees it.
Yeah, though. I get it. Because DJs, they make the music industry go round.
Yeah.
A
lot of them don't see that.
Yeah,
way.
And the crazy thing is, you have to also give him a jam that is mm-hmm. nice, bro.
Of course.
He gonna play that shit. He gonna play your shit.
Not the ones you do in your...
You know what I'm like, he gonna play your shit. He gonna play his shit.
Yeah.
So when the DJs call on you...
I feel like, you know, if people deep things more, mm-hmm. if they think, like, just chill and think.
And relax and think about it.
We're doing everything for the game, man. The DJs have committed their life, their career, their passion, their resources to the game. DJs are, let me speak for myself. I'm shooting millions of naira worth of videos.
Hello. Only by the way, I'm expecting a car too.
If you think about the amount of money.
Yeah, I've seen your shoe wardrobe too as well. So yes. wish you millions amount of videos. Wish you in fly shoes too.
If you see the kind of budget and the plans and the artwork we put behind these songs,
yeah.
I think people would, you know, definitely respect the DJs.
Yeah.
You know. And
it's crazy, you know, because now you are.
And it's a win-win situation for the artist.
Yeah, you get us. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He gets to play your shit and he gets to play his shit at the same time. So when the DJs call on you, like, you make the goddamn record.
Like,
it's
crazy how, imagine somebody phoning me like, yo, Spino, I want you on my record. And especially it's a nice record too.
You understand?
Especially if I send you beats, you go like them. You know, get out your thing, you know, do them. But, you know, there's so much game.
Have you had anybody stall on you or say no?
Every time. Come on.
Not like no in a bad way. Like, no, like I'm kind of busy. I have an album coming out. That kind of stuff.
There are different types of ways you get to know. Either you don't respond or they'll be like, I'll call you back. come on.
Have you had someone say that to you, that you're like, what do me go?
You don't get with
it. And you told the person like, what do me go?
You don't get with him whenever I see you. Tell us
one person. But let me call the person out now.
The truth is, I will say that sometimes it's just not meant to be. And I've always seen things from the perspective that when something don't happen, doesn't mean it will never happen. It just means it's not the right time.
There you go.
Do you understand?
I felt that.
At every time that we do stuff, it might look maybe it's late to you. It's just the perfect time.
Confirm.
You know? And if you've done a record with a certain person at a certain time, maybe it's not a perfect time. Maybe the time that the both of you are connecting is the right time. For instance, let's talk about the record with Wiz. We've been trying to work for
years.
Like for a while, I've been trying to get a record with Wiz, but
y'all even went on the road together.
We've been traveling. He's been flying me to different parts of the world. We've been working. He's a great guy, but
wahala for who Wiz never fly. Wiz don't fly me too.
but the thing is, the right time. It's yes, just sir. The right time.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right time. So many records that we're working on that, yeah. you know, both of us are just like, okay. Mm. You know.
Because you know at the end of the day. So would you say now? Yo, you would got you bars, say now? You, eh? I got, you got bars. Eh? I'm like, why seeing this, baby? So would you say now your bio? Are we gonna change it to DJ Spinner, producer, artist, songwriter, CEO record label? Shit, nigga.
I'll say that.
Fashionista, influencer.
What you told Joaquin? I would say that it's just Spinner, man.
Spinner. Yeah. Are you gonna move the DJ at some point? Are you gonna move the DJ Spinner and just be Spinner?
From time,
it's been Spinner, yeah. But yeah. I know, like,
yeah, like officially, maybe when Instagram replies, you know. I think the team has been—they've been on it for a minute, but you know, there's still this genuine love for DJ.
You understand? You
know? And sometimes when I look at DJ, yeah.
That's how you get the bitches of the season. Oh, damn. We know why.
No, I just think
we know why you wear them white shoes. Oh, you know them babes of the white shoes. Glastonbury chilling.
Moses, can we go
Coachella
now?
Chilling. Spino.
Your brother has started. Spino. Can we go?
We know how the DMs be looking, Spino.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't that own Oyima, Oyima. Yeah, baby. Let me spin your records. Chicka, chicka, chicka.
About this shit, don't. Let me know. The truth is, you know, but, you know, girls, them like sugar. You know?
Yeah, stop!
And that's not my fault.
You know, bro, it's a special love for DJs, though. How do you handle it? Girls, it's a like special them. Love. Hmm. And you've been getting this love for years.
Girls just want to have fun.
I like that.
And the fun, the life of the party.
Is the DJ. Alright, cool. I really like that. Now I want to be a DJ so bad.
Yes, just want to have fun.
Now I want to be a DJ bad.
But it doesn't always lead to bad.
Every time you call me, yeah,
lyrics, y'all.
Yeah, I know. We'll ask Cranium about that one.
Yeah, it's lyrics.
I tell you,
it's just lyrics.
It's crazy.
But it's facts, though.
I love it.
Yo, guys, what's good? My name is Timini Egusin, aka Watch Timini.
What up, here they call me DJ Spino.
This is a boy, Fino the Playmaker.
This is World. Oh, I forgot my name.
You're listening to Dada Boy Show. Crazy guy, don't touch it.
All right, so somebody asked me to ask you this question.
Yes.
When you were DJ,
yes.
You were getting booked.
Yes.
To DJ.
Yeah.
When you started making music, how does it work? You understand? Yeah. This, we need to like understand
a lot of people,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does it work? How do we layer it up? How does the promoter say, okay, well, obviously they're booking you because you're a DJ and you're going to play your music.
Yeah.
But how does it work? How would you now say, okay, I got hit records, I also got DJ, so you're going to pay me, you understand, millions.
Yeah. So, like I always say, I can only speak for myself.
Please.
I can't speak for, you know, all the people. I think for us, we had never been the DJ that it was music that made us who we are.
Yeah.
Like,
we were Spinner before that beat came out.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
We've been, the client knows that, oh, this guy is a sick ass DJ and is a dope ass artist.
There you go. Know?
So these are like two businesses. It's like a Nike that is bringing out hoodies and pants. You know, you can do whatever, you know. So it's never been together, but it always meets somewhere.
There you go.
And where they meet for us, a state of mind awareness. Hmm. State of mind awareness in the sense that, you know, you're thinking of a party and you're trying to book DJs and you're thinking, and boom, you're watching TV, oh, Spinner comes up. And, you know, that awareness can trigger a lot of opportunities for you. And my advice to, you know, anybody else that's doing it, because there's not much opportunities that has been set for DJs like the artists, you know.
Exactly.
When big conversations come true, they don't think of the DJs. So also, DJs know so much about music.
Yeah.
Extremely so much.
Yeah.
And when they even work on radio, they don't get to speak. Do you get?
That's true.
They're just
being the corner.
They're just forgotten. In
but
the...
it's so sickening though that I can give you. It could be as simple as a wedding. The DJ is probably be the last person in the book.
I'm telling you,
it's sad. Sickening. Like it's sad. How do you have a wedding and your DJ is the last person?
It's sad.
You understand? People... Don't first. I didn't really want to talk about people that they overlook because my department, we're not even in the conversation.
That's another talk for another day. It's
sad. You understand? It's so sad that an integral part of the game.
Like you go to clubs, look at the DJ booth. It just looks so disgusting. Some DJ booths are just close by to the toilets. Like they don't think they are so.
Shit, that's so true. That's so like, true. Like it just hit my and I'm know tell, the club.
I'm
oh my
telling
God.
You, so many, so that's many, so, true. So many clubs. They cannot. The CEOs of the clubs cannot come out on the radio to say, "Oh, I'm proud of my DJs, and this is the amount I pay them after every night." They can't
because it's next to nothing.
Because people are gonna go crazy.
Damn.
If people literally know the price that they pay some of the sickest DJs of the clubs that they've been to, you will be extremely sad. And that's why you also wonder someone like myself, we don't do club gigs no more. Like, because niggas don't want to pay. That's what it is.
Niggas don't want the song.
No, fam. Do you get it? So it's sad.
You really not going to do club gigs no more? You really? Or I mean, unless you
we're
get...
doing...
Yeah. They pay. You know what I'm saying?
We do, but we got families to feed. We got... They think DJs don't have bills to pay. Like, it's crazy. Some of these DJs in your favorite clubs, they have 4 kids, 3 kids. They have families. They're sending people to school just like everybody else.
Yes, sir.
You know, but when it comes to DJs, people just create this very disturbing image in their head of it should be, it's cheap. It's not a serious job. But you're grinding for 5 hours.
You know how sickening it is. Like, do you know what it takes for somebody to play for like 4 to 5 hours?
Big shout out to all the DJs out there, man. Cut cap. Small boy DJ, big boy DJ. I love you.
I love it. Small boy DJ, big boy. And of course, to the DJs making music, I hope you heard what Spinoz said about. You, the DJ aspect, the music aspect, you understand? Like you said in the beginning, you said you were already Spinoz before the music came out.
Fact.
So it's just the music just making the child a little bit
chubby. Shout out to Matthew Ayo Industry Night once again.
Yeah.
It was from Industry Night. I DJed for Industry Night for five years.
Five solid years.
Every Wednesday.
That is an era.
Like...
We need a whole Industry Night movie, bro.
Do you understand?
Like, I hope that they have like clips.
I see all these
young artists that never performed at Industry Night. Industry Night was like a drilling session. Like, if we like you dead, Uma Blue. And I'm not joking. If they really liked you at Industry Night.
I feel like
Uma Blue.
I just feel like while I was at Industry Night, I kind of like used my platform to showcase so many talents.
Yeah.
And one of them was Burna Boy.
Yeah.
Because I had aired his song a week prior to one of the nights on SoundCloud, and it was I beg that I heard.
Yeah,
download
straight fire.
You know, so we started playing it,
and that was it.
Yeah, and shout out to him too because he always acknowledged it, like you know,
DJ Spino.
You know, so
you must be super proud of the African giant right now,
yo, bro. Sometimes I'm like, it's beautiful and it's inspiring also to myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always done. If you check all my albums though, look at even O'Malley.
Yeah.
O'Malley came to the studio in January before I left for the States. No, before he came to the studio, I had read one song. I think it was Brother or one song on YouTube. And I'm like,
Tandy Lee.
Wait, for me, easy vibes. This is the way this boy they use words. So I'm like, oh no, this guy. So I call Bizu. I'm like, yo, there's a guy called O'Malley. He said, I'll call him. He'll come to the studio. So he came the next day with his manager, super cool guy.
Abika. Laced it up.
Yeah. Abika too, cool guy. They came and you know, it was just quiet. I'm like, are you shy? Yeah. So we started playing music, and once he opened, the moment he opened his mouth, oh my God. Then we did a long ass freestyle that day, actually. Then when I traveled, he had sent me the beat I sent to him that day. Mm-hmm. So we released it. And
that was it.
I don't even know where I was. I think I was at the mall somewhere in the States. And I just started seeing, you know, Snapchats of Mali. I'm like, boom.
The boy dropped an EP and went, boom. Get
what?
Me.
The EP swallowed people that
are solid. My guy said, yo, dropped an EP, bro.
Look.
An EP, EP, bro.
This is an advice to anybody making music. Stay humble. Stay working. Do you understand? Like, all you OGs, stay humble. Stay working. Music shit has changed. It has changed. There's a guy I heard last night. Look.
What's his name?
Derek. Write it somewhere. I'll send his Instagram, please, and whatnot.
Please.
Yo.
There's also a rapper I saw on Fino's page. It's also a rapper. I forgot his name, but
the future of Afrobeat is beautiful.
It's heavy.
So, trust me.
2020, what records did it for you this year?
A lot of records, actually.
Give me five, please.
Five records that did it for me.
Minus yours.
Of course.
There you go.
Lolo, with Omale. Mm-hmm. I also love Something Different with Madikun Lego.
Yeah.
Because I felt like it was a big ass switch from...
Yeah, he's no man. Looking for Shadi.
The village boy.
He looking for Shadi everywhere, bro.
Yeah, that was sick.
AG Baby. Mm-hmm. My G.
Another record that I really genuinely love is Pami with Wiz and DJ Toons.
Ooh, such a vibe.
A sick record.
And Omale.
Yes, and Omale. The last record would be Damages.
Ten.
And Sparks. That's a sick record.
If it's Sparks, then you know it's got to be hit.
Sick record. Also, if I will drop one more, it's the song with SDC and Buju.
So
nice.
So nice. Oh, my God. Oh, Buju. I saw Buju a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Buju is super talented.
I don't know, man.
Buju.
I want new boys, man.
These boys. And all of them, Jordan Yezu, 23, 23.
Oh, they by the way.
Me, they sweet me for Bele.
By the way, what? To cap all of them up,
yeah,
I'll say 23. Bonner Boy.
Jordan.
It took me a while.
To understand the track.
It took, for some reason.
Yeah.
I get it right away.
Yeah.
I think it was the rush that comes with albums sometimes. You know, when the album drops and there's so much noise.
You have to take your time. Yeah. That's why I keep telling people.
There's so much noise.
On my timeline, they keep dragging me. I keep telling people, you can't listen to an album for 24 hours. Do you understand? And just say, seven out of 10. So, Magic doesn't work.
So there's so much pressure when the album drops. It's like the artist is in your face, like, take it there. I'm number one on this, number one. So... there's so much noise. The fans also are going crazy. Mm. Opinions and whatnot. And I had just... okay, we'll come back to this album.
And you came back.
Let me just tweet it and show love. Then I went back to listen. Ha.
This music got me feeling like I'm Jordan. MVP, boy.
No, that was too...
MVP, that boy. Was
every... apart from even that, every... I could literally relate with every line of that song from the beginning to the end.
Mine is Bank On It. And we Bank On It. Bank On It is a job. So big shout out to Burst.
There's too many songs.
Doing it mayhem.
Shout out to Tiwa too, man.
Oh my God. She came through with that Cilia album.
Shout out to Wiz. Shout out to Adekunle Gold. Shout out to Pato Ranking.
Yeah, man.
Pato Ranking has a beautiful year too, you know.
Hey, my God. Pato don't miss, bro. Keep telling people. Have you seen? Pato is super. Don't worry.
No. There's something that he does that I still... because I'm genuinely a fan of the original Afrobeat, the one that we're not trying to dilute to make it sound interesting to foreigners. You know, the one that we call Afrobeat. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of that. If you really check into our percussions, you see that we're not trying to lose touch of. So if you look at the record with even Cranial,
it is.
Which is like, he told me one of the most versatile sound he's ever jumped on.
Yeah.
If you look at Pato Rankin and check his discography, you see that there's a pattern.
Steady. When Abule dropped, I said Pato is the only person that is allowed to drop such a record. Don't worry.
In 2020.
20. That record is like a Daddy Chokey record, but it's
what?
A big record.
No, respect Pato Rankin.
Yeah, respect to Pato. In as much as 2020, we had a strange year, mm-hmm. but we had a great year for albums.
Yep.
We had a great year for EPs.
Yep.
We noticed that all these things stopped working. They had a lot of time.
Shout out to Wiz and Davido as well.
Wiz, oh, a better time. Made in Lagos.
Wiz had told me
before
he dropped the album that this album went on drop.
He go kill everybody. Yeah, he goes on saying that. He'll kill everybody. Made in Lagos.
Ingo, just drop out.
I'm with Wiz. Wiz come out to Lagos, bro.
Also, I love a lot of records on Davido's album too.
And of course, Carpe Diem.
Oh God.
Olamide Bado.
See, Bado.
Carpe Diem.
For some reason,
he dropped it during NSAS. So it was kind of like a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
but
he had dropped there before.
Yeah, before just like a week.
Like a week before.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I think a lot of people didn't get to probably listen to the album. He had played it for me when I went to the studio. And he just started working with a new producer. The skinny guy. What's his name?
Who, B-Prime? B-Prime is a sick boy, bro. 2020 is B-Prime's year, man.
Bado don't sleep.
One of them. B-Prime Bado, did well.
Bado don't sleep. This nigga will literally stay up.
Record.
All night. Then go to bed at 7.
Yeah, I know.
Then he's awake at 10. So when we got to the studio like 2 in the morning and we left like 7. All the while we're there, he recorded about 4 songs. You know when people say that, I can record 10 songs in... No, you are making rubbish. No. It's not like quantity. We're talking about quality.
Yeah.
Like, and the 4 songs were not even... It's records.
People's records.
No, that work energy is different. Shout out to Bado.
Big shout out to Bado.
Loading.
Grace, the album. Yes, of course. By the time this comes out, the album will be dropped already.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I should do? You guys should do like a streaming party.
Yes.
Where we stream from.
And by the way, I produce it 6% of the tape.
86. I was about to come to the production part because 80. What do you mean 86? Yeah. How many tracks are going to be on the album?
Easy, don't start.
Bro, come on now. Who else you gonna tell?
About 14, 15.
14, 15. So 86% was saying 11 or 10.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I produced a lot.
Who else is on the producer on the album, sorry?
Kelpy.
Vibes. Vibes.
Spax,
I love it.
Who else is on there?
If it's Spax, then you know it's a hit.
That's enough for now.
Come on. How about collab? Give us 2 names. Collabs of not people that you've already released. So no Omale, no Cranium.
You don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
2 people you should look out for on the album that you would not see coming. I won't give you name. Wait. You know what? it. Fireboy.
There you go. And
Shebo.
Who?
Shebo.
Shebo? Is no, is it? How did that happen?
Wait for the album.
You're killing me.
We have some sick shit on the album. Trust me.
Grace, the album should be out by the time this comes out. Definitely out. Please go stream it. I was saying there should be a streaming party. So we start from My Story.
Yeah.
We go to Turn. We go to Dreams. We go to Yano Shelley. Then we give them boom, Grace. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's crazy.
Sad that we can't have a party this year.
It's crazy.
But we have to do something.
Bro, I was about to say.
Party of your dreams.
What are we going to do? We've been doing it how many years in a row?
Yo,
5
years.
Party of your dreams.
And this is supposed to be special.
The 2021.
We're supposed to use a hotel this year. That's our paint.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
And we had surprises.
Wow.
But let me even.
Party of your dreams is supposed to be like in a week now?
Yeah.
November? Yeah.
A week.
In a week.
It's painful, man. It's painful. But let's just stay grateful. Yeah. We're alive, man.
Yeah. All right, so before we wrap, what do you think people should expect from this album? What should people expect from this album?
Good music, man. I gave you the standard DJ Spinner. There are some classic hits on there.
Yeah.
And I think also the fact that I do what I do, which is introduce somebody new.
Yes, sir.
From the first track, there's somebody you've never heard of.
Mm.
And to the second track, someone you've probably heard of but never thought they're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen, you would know what I'm talking about. Six songs on there.
I'm
also very grateful to everybody that worked with me. My work sometimes look easy. It's not. Don't be deceived. It's not.
Mm.
Thank you to everybody who worked with me. The engineers, Weasler, AZ, STG, Benny.
STG.
To the artists that send vocals in different from different parts of the world. That's hard when we're not in the studio together.
Mm.
I'm grateful for that.
All right, man.
Grateful.
So shout out to everybody that put work together the album. You already know.
Yes, sir.
Grace.
Grace.
Last and least. I don't know why I said that, but why Grace?
Hmm. I mean, you can tell, but yeah. Let me explain to the people. The reason why I chose Grace was on so many reasons. And let me pick a few. Our number one reason is GRAC is 5. That's my fifth studio album.
Yeah.
The other reason also being that everything that I've done from time in memorial, from where I'm coming from,
mm-hmm.
has been nothing short of grace.
There you go.
It's been nothing short of God's grace.
Yeah.
Because you could be talented and...
Hello.
Some of us didn't come from, you know, Babasale. We don't have no sponsors, but we got God and we got grace.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hoping that this inspires anybody out there who is so talented, who you're not from a rich home, you don't have money, you don't know where to go.
Mm.
Grace is coming your way, y'all.
I love it. Big shout out to DJ Spino. Grace, the album, fifth studio album.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all go stream that. Mm-hmm. I always say, if you don't stream, then we can get drip. But yeah, Spino already has too many drips, but he needs more.
Stream.
So go and stream.
Don't mind it. Stream.
Stream. We can get the drip.
So we can eat.
I love you, my dog. Big shout out for coming out, my brother. Love you so much.
Always, man.
You know, man, holla at you, boy, anytime. We here, man. That
I
boy show.
I love the show, by the way.
Thank you so much.
First and foremost, congratulations to you.
Thank you, man.
I said it earlier. When I walked in, I saw a lot of legends on the wall.
Yeah, man.
From JJ to Darren Lay.
Yeah, I'm covered by the special ones.
Look, too many. Neto, JT Tom West, DJ Jimmy.
Tosin Buckner.
Douglas
Jenkins. That's my guy.
This guy. It's a great guy.
Yeah, he put me on.
Nah.
Douglas Jenkins is the guy who put me on radio.
It's a great guy.
He put me on radio.
It's a great guy 100.
2009,
and, 2010. JJ the Mechadon. I grew up listening to this man.
Yes, sir. We had to.
I was working at Red Power FM. I grew up, in fact, it was two radio stations in Nigeria.
Rhythm FM.
Red Power. So we're always listening like, we listen. And it was
top 7 jams at 7.
You know, you didn't need to. These are the people that didn't need to know you before they play your shit. It
was, yes, sir.
You know,
and once they played your shit was dope.
It's done. It's not. You know. Yeah. Doing
and we
it
also
for
got
favors.
The great one, Kali Igbe.
What? Nah, they need to do a documentary on Kali Igbe.
Yes, yes.
People don't know what this
yes.
man is.
I'm waiting for my Kali Igbe interview.
Yep.
He needs to
they
know
need to
how
do
I
a
feel.
Documentary on Kali Igbe, JJ, and JT Tom West.
Yes, sir.
People need to have only heard about JT Tom West and music and didn't really know
what's going on. Yep.
So shout out to you for, you know, bringing the legends out.
Yeah,
this man.
You understand? Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
The Link Chat. MTV, the Link
MTV.
Chat. The Link Chat with the brown couch, black and white screen, Jay-Z, wait, Rihanna, everybody.
How does this guy feel now? Because they look at everybody when they do this.
Yeah. You know, I met him one day. I was like, yo, so man, like, what's up, man? I've been doing my countdown show for like 5-7 years now, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I need to do something else. Bro. He was like, bro, I did a Link Chat for 13 years. Bro.
What do you need to do next?
What are you talking about? Just enjoy it, man.
I swear.
Enjoy it, man.
I swear.
Now, and guess what? He does like an R&B show now, which is just superb. More views.
Amazing.
Like, it's crazy.
Shout out to DJ Jimmy Jab.
Yes. Jimmy Jab, my first episode. Nah. He came to launch the entire
studio. Nobody has given me like the
kind of love.
No. I'm looking for the right words. Nobody has given me like
support.
The
love.
More avenue,
mm-hmm.
the more avenue to showcase and open up yourself and be more expressive.
Mm-hmm.
like this man has done.
Yeah, man. He came here, man.
He's literally been there.
Yeah.
For me, as an underdog.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Listen to this. It's been there for me as an underdog. Like the time when nobody knew who the f- I was. To the point where people are starting to recognize me.
Yeah.
And to the point where I'm killing my shit. Like to have someone who listens and advise and be there for you for that long period of time.
Yeah.
In fact, when they marginalized me and they didn't give me the awards I was supposed to win, he was one of the first people that called me.
And said,
like, I know you, they all, they paying you. Have you?
Yes, no, no worry. I remember that night.
Yo.
We got dressed up to go collect Senior Shayes Award.
Yo. Epic night, man.
Yeah, but we celebrated still.
Yeah.
We celebrated still.
We have bigger ones now.
You already know.
We have bigger awards.
You already know. Yeah. You already know.
Shout out to DJ Jimmy Jam and all the legends. Rest in peace, Tosin Bokno. I think today makes 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, so.
Today?
Yeah, special.
Holy shit.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, TB. We love you, ma. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to you for listening and, of course, watching. Remember, subscribe, like, comment, go stream the album.
Thank you.
Grace. Please go stream the album and, of course, start from My Story, Jump to 10, go to Dreams,
yes, sir.
Yanu, and, of course, Grace. It's the 19th of November, 2020, 3:04 p.m.
Yes, sir. All
right, so, yeah, like I said, please go stream the album, Grace, so that Grace will follow everybody. How about the bro? How about the family? How about everybody? How about Popsy? Popsy be super proud.
Yo, Dad, he called me yesterday and he said, so, you people don't do party anymore now. Will you go back and do engineering? I said, Dad, come on.
Wait. Go back and do engineering.
Come on, Dad. That thing never left his, you know, he never, it's so hard to let go. Like,
yeah.
7 years. Oh, Dad, that's if it gets me, man. But, you know, it's been Dad. It's been, but still, they change. I vibe, you know. So, shout out to him. Shout out to my mom as well. Yeah. Shout out to Tolu. Shout out to Fem. Shout out to Fred. Shout out to Moya. The team is growing bigger also.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Sunday Are. You know.
Yeah.
We have management in different territories.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's
beautiful. Uncle Sunday called me. Well, my introduce this. You know, if I drop your album.
Yes, so. Shout out to Uncle Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Came true. And I can't wait for you to see the cover, by the way.
We're waiting. We are waiting. I'm sure I'm going to see before you guys do.
Of course.
It's not my fault.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
Of course.
Shout out to you, my brother. We out here. 3:05 p.m. Let's go. It is the Dada Boy Show. Peace and love.